Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. We're on location with our friends from Spraytech Foltech here at Farm Progress in Decatur, Illinois. Running into some friends. It's always good to see some familiar faces. Going to talk to a couple of folks from Spraytech, including Renato Fermento. He's the operations manager. And Nate Enan. I only had to practice that name like 10 times. Simple name, and I had to practice it like 10 times. But Renato actually ran over and saw him over at the press tent. And Renato, what do you think of the big show? Have you been here before to Farm Progress?
Yes. So this is actually our 10th year.
Oh, my gosh.
At Farm Progress.
Okay.
Yeah, so coming on to 10 years. And, it's been a great show. I know the first few days definitely have been really busy. We had a big group of our international visitors. We actually had about 100 people.
Oh, my gosh.
That are Spraytech customers, partners, farmers that work with us down in South America and Brazil, Argentina, Paraguay, and also Mexico. They left yesterday. They went up to Chicago for some tourism now, but they were here yesterday, and yeah, we had a nice time with them.
That's what's great about a show like this size is it does bring in the international crowd, which is a lot of your customers.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of people here from, you know, like I said, from Brazil, from Argentina. Honestly, lots of different countries. We probably talked with people from, I don't know, 8-9 different countries yesterday. So it's definitely, you know, at the end of the day, everyone's, they're all farmers, you know, kind of doing the same thing. It's
right.
Just like kind of coming together as one here at the show.
And the great thing is farming is farming, so your products work everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. And not only in different regions, but also we always talk, you know, different crops. Obviously,
right.
Where we are here, you know, corn, soybeans, wheat. But, you know, down there, we work, you know, and here in the South as well, we work with a variety of crops, you know, rice, cotton, vegetable crops, fruits. So it's a very broad range of products that we have.
I have to ask you, because I know next year is going to be probably a big year for you guys with Farm Progress, because it'll go back to Boone, Iowa, but that's going to be right in your backyard, right?
Yes. So we just started the construction of our new facility up there. We got 57 acres, which we'll do research. Yeah, so about 40 acres of research, and then we have our manufacturing and distribution. It is right next to the Farm Progress Show Boone site. And, so really excited to, you know, work on that project. And then next year, not only be at Farm Progress, but we can do we're going to host a good after party after the show.
Oh, yeah. So. Well, I know Justin, who's up in our Justin Moe, which is a sales rep. He's talking about a bus from North Dakota. I don't know if he's going to get a bus from North Dakota.
He's definitely brought it up. And if you're listening for North Dakota, talk to Justin. Make sure you get on that list, and we'll be happy to host you guys down in Iowa.
But here's the thing, though. The media wants to ride on the bus, too.
You guys can definitely join in on that. That's not a problem.
Anything else you want the folks to know? I know we're going to talk to Nate here really shortly, but I think you guys are like for Spraytech, I know for our region, you guys are just, again, growing exponentially, and I hear nothing but good things from agronomists that I visit with and seed companies that work with you as well, is that it's Spraytech, Foltech, and the different products that you guys offer. It's going like wildcats.
Yeah, I think if you're listening, you're obviously here. Today's the last day of Farm Progress. Definitely, you know, encourage to stop by. We'll be here, you know, till the end of the day. And I know we have other events coming up, Big Iron, for instance, and we'll be down there. It's more of a local show. And yeah, obviously Justin, our manager in North Dakota, you know, he can connect you to the right people. And also our website's a great resource, spraytech.com. Social media, you know, we're always posting content here from the show and events and trying to educate, you know, talk a little bit, not necessarily just about our products, but things that, you know, farmers can do on the field that can improve their operation.
Okay, very good. Well, Renato, thank you very much for taking
for
a few minutes.
Me.
We're going to hand the microphone over to Nate Enan, National Sales Manager. And I guess a part of being the National Sales Manager is that you're at every show.
Yes, sir. I do get to spend a lot of time out on the road, but it is a huge benefit. I don't mind the travel. It's good to just see the countryside, see where the crops are. Gives you an opportunity to see what each region needs,
right.
And get down to that level of working with the growers is very important for us.
I'm curious, especially such a bizarre weather year and just the temperatures and the rain and everything that's been part of our growing year, but we're still having bumper crops in a lot of areas. Are the needs much the same from Illinois to Iowa to North Dakota, or are you kind of doing different things for different folks?
You know, it honestly that's a great question. It does depend on the year. This year, just like last year, started out interesting in some different regions. If you actually go about an hour south of here, kind of in the breadbasket of corn country, you know, they had a hard time this spring. Some guys weren't getting corn in until that first week of June, which is very untypical here. But I will say this year, if you're asking if there's one thing I saw with the moisture content and the heat, came a lot more disease. And we're known a lot for our adjuvant, the application technology side, but we really saw the plant health and nutrition, or the phytostimulants, if you will, really have a good benefit this year with the disease pressure. So.
Yeah, no, the last part, what you're talking about, I think would be huge. Even if the plant was there, but it didn't have any heat until July, and even then it was kind of late. It just needed that sunshine, and it needed the heat, and to be honest with you, maybe a little less rain. And boy, those things are just taking off. So having the proper nutrition is important, and maybe can make up some time.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think we saw that this year was guys that dealt with that rain that got in late needed something to help push the crop along and get it caught up. And I will talk a little bit about soybeans. You know, this year, I'd say as a footprint across the United States, guys weren't typically real happy with their soybeans early on. And a lot of them are turning the corner here since June, and the crop's looking fairly decent.
I'll be honest, that was my first introduction. It was probably about 2-3 years ago, and it was in North Dakota with some guys that I know, and they were using it on soybeans, and they couldn't believe the yield increase with the product and the availability. And it's grown with other things that they've tried with spray tech, but that was the first introduction, and nothing like bragging about a yield. It gets farmers excited, and you guys have had really a boom growth there, and we're trying to get you everywhere. You are everywhere, but we've got to get those farmers on the Minnesota side to keep everybody busy for you as well.
Absolutely. we got to cross that wall there, but it's starting to guys are starting to see the benefit of the plant health and nutrition. You know, our way, it's pretty easy with the adjuvant. Right away we gain trust that way, but as soon as you get trust in that, a lot of times they'll step into the plant health nutritional side and seeing the benefits there.
So a lot of people know your name, but it's still young, at least in our region. So for somebody that is not completely familiar with what SprayTech offers, or, I mean, they may have an idea of the product line, but they want to get an introduction, or maybe they want to check out test results, because I know you guys are doing a lot of testing with the universities as well. What would be the best recommendation for you, talking to one of your reps, or maybe you just go into the website?
Oh, absolutely. We do believe in being out in the countryside and being there. So our reps, at the end of the day, the people we have are our top way of getting the message out there, and good people. So I recommend visiting with the rep, seeing us. The website is excellent, spraytech.com. Check that out. Again, Renato had said, too, the social media thing, too. Start checking us out on social media. We try to have some good content to inform. And we have a lot of customers that are willing to give their testimony, too, on how it's working, and that goes a long ways.
Other question that I have, and I always am amused when you guys always have such great displays at your tent, and you're continuing to grow the size of everything, but it does look like a science lab with all sorts of colorful bottles and waters and chemicals, and what basically are you showing people up there?
So, and that's a good point you bring up. So we believe wholeheartedly in showing what the product does. So many times in this industry, you get told how good the product is. We like to show how it is, and it's simply just that. We just want people to see how good the product is and give a demonstration.
And one thing that we like to mention is always compatibility, right? You know, you're mixing different products into the tank or doing an application that, you know, we have some examples that we like to show. You know, maybe there's a couple products, especially on the nutritional side, that you're going to try to mix it with your herbicide or your fungicide, and it doesn't really go well together.
Right.
And then we're trying to show with our products kind of that compatibility aspect, that whatever products that we have that you're adding to your tank, that you're going to be compatible and you don't have to worry about it.
Well, one of the things that I've also heard mentioned by switching or maybe using your products for the first time is that they've had to use a lot less of it compared to comparable products from other companies.
Yeah, we talk about low rates, you know, anywhere from 2 to 4 ounces per acre. It's kind of our standard.
Which makes it more affordable.
Yes, yes. And then also not only for that, but also the, you know, transportation, storage. Obviously, you having to handle way less, you know, pallets of product and loading onto the spray tank and all that. So.
Okay. And if I could, real quick, Nate, maybe just give us a couple of the different products.
Oh, absolutely. If you're taking a look at the spray tech lineup, well, we do have a lot of products out there and can get very specific to your needs. But if you were to start out with a product, I'd start with the Adjuvant. That's fairly typical. That's our flagship product. It is the gateway to the other stuff. If you're looking at a nutritional product, I would take a look at our Full-Tech Cube. Okay. The reason for that, it's just got a great space where there's not – it's a great add-on during that fungicide and plant health time.
Which is fantastic. And again, if you're hearing this product for the first time, you want to find out more, give me the website one more time.
I'll go spraytech.com.
And then you're going to be at Big Iron.
Yep.
And
we'll
Husker Harvest as well.
And I think we'll kind of finish and wrap it up over in Ohio at the Farm Science over there in Ohio. So that'll kind of round up the rest of the season for us.
Okay.
Make sure it's SprayTech, T-E-C. We do not have an H at the end.
So
SprayTechTEC.com.
Very good. Well, thank you guys both. As far as the show goes, Farm Progress 2025, thumbs up, thumbs down. What are you thinking?
No, it was a great event. Wrapping it up today, and yeah, looking forward, thinking about next year already.
Okay, Renato, I love the deck. This is new that we're on right now. Yes. We actually, if you've been to the SprayTech booth before, the tent building, it's always been first class, but now you guys have put a patio on the back, which I didn't know was possible, with big screens, TVs, and you're giving away hats. You even got your own printing shop back there for the hats. This is class. So is this going to travel a little bit, or is this for the bigger shows?
Yeah, for this year, for the next shows that we have.
Okay.
Like I said, Husker Harvest, a Farm Science Review, and for next year we might have some different stuff. You know, we're always trying to do something different.
Yep. Make it fun.
Yes.
Absolutely. All right, guys.